Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Now, tech guru Stephen Fenwick this morning. It must be great to be doing this kind of thing. Before we talk tech this morning, I've got to ask you, we're talking about flat packs this morning. We know you're good with your tech, but how are you when a flat pack comes into the Fenwick house?
Yeah, not too bad, actually. Yeah, I've put together many a set of drawers and entertainment units and what have you. Yeah, not too bad.
Okay, it's good to see you're a multi-talented dab hand. You are in San Francisco. I'm continually just thinking of the Village People right about now, but I've got to get that out of my head right now.
Yeah, I'm here for the Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. Of course, San Francisco is it's a major tech hub here. Silicon Valley is down the highway. But this is their Worldwide Developers Conference, where more than 5,000 developers from 74 countries around the world attend this four-day conference. And it starts off with a keynote where Apple then outlines all the changes to their different operating systems, like the Mac OS Sierra, iOS 10 for the iPhone and iPad, even the Watch OS, TV OS for Apple TV, so that all these developers can see exactly what the changes are and how they're going to benefit them moving forward, so they can create apps that work even better on these new platforms.
Does it feel a little bit like a religious event?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of cheering. A lot of people have got a deep love for Apple, especially developers that are creating apps that are generating billions of dollars of revenue, not only for themselves but for Apple as well. I think Apple, since the App Store opened in 2008, has generated more than $50 billion for developers, and work out what that's 70% of whatever there was generated, because Apple took the other 30%, so they're not doing too badly out of the deal themselves. So it does help the developers, helps Apple sell more devices, so it's really everybody wins here.
It's a funny thing, Stephen. I was mentioning it this morning to our breakfast guy, Mark Rourke, when I said, oh, there's a new operating system coming out and I was going to be talking to you. He did a bit of a happy dance and started clapping his hands, and it was kind of awkward in the studio. I don't understand why people get so excited about a software upgrade.
Yeah, well, what it does, I think, especially Apple upgrades, is that it kind of rejuvenates their device. It's like having a new phone. When you update your iPhone software, it's like having a new device. Same thing goes with the Mac when you update your software. Even the Watch OS, it gives it a new lease of life. So it enables all these new features and really makes it look like you got a new device out of the box. But the biggest thing, though, for here, for the conference, is the changes to Siri. Now, Siri is the voice-activated digital assistant that you can access on your phone, on your iPad, and now on your Mac. Mac is going to have Siri.
Wow.
And Apple has opened Siri for developers to even access as well. So developers will be able to tap into the Siri API, so they can actually use Siri for a user. Say they want to open up a certain app, they can just say the name or issue the commands just by using their voice. So rather than touching the phone, going in and out of apps, you can just use your voice to open up an app and use it.
I've started to use Siri more and more over the last couple of months. I discovered about 6 weeks ago that when I'm going to bed, if I need to wake up, I just press my iPhone and go, Siri, set my alarm for 6:30, and it just happens.
Well, that's right. Well, imagine now then, with developers getting hold of it, that you'll be able to do so much more with Siri. One great example is with a company over here, San Francisco-based company called Lyft, L-Y-F-T. They're a rival to Uber. I had a chat with their chief technical officer, and he said, well, with iOS 10, the new system, a customer will be able to say, hey, Siri, book me a lift to Union Square, and then Siri will reply saying, what time would you like that? And you say, oh, 7:30, and then Siri will reply saying, that's been booked. Your driver's name's Stephen. He's driving a Holden. He'll be here in 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And you won't even have to touch the phone.
That's
and
incredible.
Then what you can do with your Apple Watch, you can look at your watch, and your watch will give you notifications when to tell you how far away your driver is. So you've done all that without even unlocking your phone or even touching it.
Stephen, you're a little bit excited, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a big thing, mate. The developers are a lot more excited than me, I have to tell you. So they're really excited because finally they've got access to Siri. Not only that, they've got access to Maps. They've got access to Messages. So now, suddenly, app developers have Apple has kind of given them the keys to the kingdom almost, where these main features are now developer accessible. in messages, for example, other companies can put their messaging options in there. So if you want to have, you want to create a little animation and send it to your friends, rather than just having to do it over the web or on email, you can now message it to people. Maps is the same thing. It's quite possible for you to open Apple Maps, book a restaurant, book a cab, pay for it, and navigate without even leaving the Maps application. So less jumping in and out of apps and more seamless operation. And oftentimes you're not even touching the device. You're just talking to it. So it is a real step forward. And I've got to say, developer is a lot more excited than I am.
I've got to tell you, the thing I love about Siri the most is that finally it's a woman who has to talk to me.
Yeah, well, I'm married, mate. I'm used to a woman telling me what to do, so that's nothing new for me.
All right, you're off to the airport, Stephen. Thank you very much. Very, very exciting days indeed. And we'll have a chat to you next Thursday morning.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Todd.
2NUR FM 103.7.